I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. This month, we're looking at leadership. What do you think makes a good leader? These four character traits came to my mind: courage, conviction, commitment, and compassion, which made me think of two biblical examples, Joseph and Daniel. Joseph, the son of Jacob or Israel, and Daniel from the tribe of Judah had a lot in common. Both went into captivity, Joseph sold by his own brothers and sent to Egypt, Daniel taken captive by the Babylonians. But both rose to high positions because of God's hand in their lives. Joseph became second to Pharaoh in Egypt, and Daniel was second to Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon. Today I want to talk about Joseph. Joseph was hated by his brothers because he was favored by his father. When they had the opportunity, they sold him into slavery and told his father that he was dead. But they did not know that God was with Joseph even in this. We know the story. Joseph ended up in Potiphar's house, where he became successful until Potiphar's wife lied and he ended up in prison. Genesis 39:21 says, "But the Lord was with Joseph and extended kindness to him and gave him favor in the sight of the chief jailer." Joseph became responsible for the jail that he was being held in. The chief jailer did not supervise anything under Joseph's charge because the Lord was with him, and whatever he did, the Lord made to prosper, verse 23 tells us. When Joseph was able to interpret the dreams of the chief cupbearer and the chief baker, and then of Pharaoh himself, the Lord brought Joseph out of prison and into a position of leadership in Egypt. His actions saved not only the Egyptian people from a severe famine, but his own family as well. Joseph did not resent his brothers, but accepted them and provided refuge for them in Goshen. After his father died, his brothers still feared that Joseph would come against them for what they had done. But when they pleaded for forgiveness, it just made Joseph weep. "Do not be afraid, for am I in God's place? And as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result, to preserve many people alive." That's from Genesis 50, 19 and 20. Joseph was just a young man when he was sold by his brothers. We do not know what hardships he might have faced those first days, but we see by his life that he faced this with courage and conviction. And he knew that the Lord was with him. He stayed true to the Lord in every place he lived, even in prison. He was committed to living for the Lord in the midst of a pagan land. He had compassion for his brothers who had betrayed him in the worst way. God blessed Joseph mightily. As we look around us, especially to those who are in positions of leadership, whether it's in our families, our church, or our government, do we see men and women who have that kind of character we find in Joseph? Do we find it in ourselves as leaders in our own families or jobs? Do we have the courage to stand up for Jesus in places where he may not be known? Do we stay true to our convictions as his children? Are we committed to live according to the word of God in all the decisions that we must make? Do we show compassion to others as we lead them, seeing their need for a Savior as well as any other needs that they may have? Father, be with us today as you were with Joseph. May we have courage, conviction, and compassion as he did. And may we be fully committed to walk with our Lord Jesus no matter where we go. May we lead others to follow Jesus too. For it is in the name of Jesus that we ask these things. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast by the Alliance Church of Zephyr Hills. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or at our website, zaccma.org.